I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With all the snow and the ice we've recently experienced in West Virginia, one wonders just how the wildlife will make it through such a long, harsh winter. Well, the truth is, some of them won't. We'll tell you about that coming up in just a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. As we've documented here before, last year's mast crop in West Virginia was the worst in 40 years of record keeping. So going into the winter, the state's wildlife species were already struggling for food. Add to that one of the most severe winters in more than a decade, and the state's wild animals are taking a double whammy. Typically, this is especially a problem in the high mountains of the state, where the snow typically stays on for months on end. Gary Foster, Chief of Game Management at VNR, tells me, this year, though, there may actually be a silver lining for those mountain deer.
In those elevations, 25, 30, 3,000 feet or so, we did have some pretty decent red oak mast, grape crop. And if you look around the state, that's actually probably the one place that we did have fairly decent food sources on the ground. And so hopefully before these snows hit, over the last couple months, deer have been foraging good and built up some of those fat reserves.
It's actually the western counties where the high deer numbers are already competing for precious little food.
Western part of the state, even lower elevations. A lot of times we think about winter mortality in the mountains because of the severity of storms. But even in the western part of the state, where we have we're getting some snowfall this year, and that's where the mast conditions were extremely poor this year.
Despite the fact that he does expect some winter die-off, Foster says deer are pretty resilient and even better at replenishing themselves.
Deer are a pretty tough critter. They they have pretty good defense systems and in terms of building up fat reserves and winter coats that do an extremely good job of insulating themselves from cold weather.
And for other critters that'll be working to make it through these tough months, Foster says Mother Nature accounts for all of that.
A lot of those animals, raccoons and squirrels, their activity, they'll just, they just kind of, a lot of animals have the ability to lower metabolic rates and kind of just do not expend a lot of energy and just kind of wait it out.
Winter comes every year, and animals always find a way to deal with it through the process of natural selection and just using the tools that they were born with. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.